Boy, you wouldn't want to be Tony Abbott for quids. This was always Labor's secret weapon to getting its hopeless NBN project up and running. We now learn that thousands of homes and businesses that have not signed up to the NBN could be left without landline phone services next month, as premises served by Telstra's copper network are switched off and moved over to the NBN. An estimated 19,000 homes and businesses from 15 towns across Australia will be switched over to the NBN on the 23rd of May. That's 45 days away. Now, the towns affected are all initial NBN trial sites. Include Armidale, Townsville, Deloraine in Tasmania, Brunswick in Victoria and Wollonga in South Australia. The switchover is occurring because under the terms of the $11 billion deal done by Labor between Telstra and NBN Co., Telstra's copper wire network has to be disconnected 18 months after NBN's fibre network is rolled out in any particular area. According to NBN Co., about 341,000 homes and businesses have now been passed by the network. In other words, the NBN is there. But of those, only 74,000 have signed up to it, to its internet or phone plan. Only 74,000. Can you believe this? Australians never wanted this multi-billion dollar NBN white elephant in the first place. The take-up rates prove it, but the NBN's trump card has always been that you've got no choice other than to sign up if you want to retain your landline. So the old Telstra copper wire monopoly is now being replaced by another NBN monopoly. An appalling Labor legacy, another one.